people of Earth, and welcome to the Sylvester Stallone Podcast. I am your host slash moderator, Paul Scheer, joining you for this epic Wolf Pop mini-series. Very exciting here. Let me tell you what we're doing. This is the Stallone Podcast, and what we have managed to do is get Sylvester Stallone to sit down with me and answer fans' questions. Now, how did this happen? Crazy story. We actually have a few fans, actually, who worked on the last Expendables film, and they asked me if I would ever be interested in having Stallone on. Now, I do a show called How Did This Get Made, where we kind of poke fun at movies that are less than spectacular, and they wanted me to have him on for that, but I thought that would be not as much fun as being able to actually cover everything in his career. And so we asked him, would he be open to just answering questions from fans about anything and everything? And according to his people, he is. And I'm legitimately excited to do this. I mean, it's crazy. So for the next 2 weeks, every day, we will be going to Stallone and finding out the answer to a question. So it's one or two questions every day from fans like you, people who emailed us at askstallone@gmail.com. That's what you can still send in questions, because he's going to sit down with us twice today and then once next week while he's in town promoting something, I guess. But this is great. Really, really, really excited. But before we get into Mr. Stallone, I want to actually just give you a little bit of a, you know, I guess a career overview of him. So Sylvester was born July 6, 1946, nicknamed Sly Stallone. He's an American actor, screenwriter, film director. He's known for his Hollywood action roles, Rocky Balboa, John Rambo, and he actually wrote every episode of both of those franchises and directed some of those installments as well. The movie Rocky was inducted into the National Film Registry, as well as having its film's props placed in the Smithsonian Museum. And there's a statue of Stallone in the front entrance to the Philadelphia Art Museum, and they're known as the Rocky Steps. He's been nominated for 2 Academy Awards for Rocky, Best Original Screenplay, and Best Actor, and he is the third man in history to receive these 2 nominations for the same film. The other 2 guys, Charlie Chaplin and Orson Welles. Basically, if you are a fan of film, you like Sylvester Stallone. He's done action, he's done comedy, he's done musicals. The man can do no wrong, and just when you think he might be phasing out, he does something amazing. Copland is one of the first times you saw him really transform. Expendables, again, transforming again, where all these actors are now growing into these roles where they're like these ass kickers like Liam Neeson or Keanu Reeves. Stallone has maintained his ass kickingness for 30 years. He's got a body of work that spans from him playing himself to him playing characters that are virtually unrecognizable. He has a body of work that spans over 70 different movies. He's played himself. He has poked fun at himself. He is basically the most game person in Hollywood. He knows that his fans love him and he loves his fans. So that's why it's very exciting for me to be able to sit down with him today. So we will now, I guess, bring him in. We're going to bring him in right now.
Actually, Paul, it doesn't look like he's here.
Not here yet?
It says he's on its way. People said he's on its way. It just doesn't look to be here yet.
That's fine. Well, you know what we can do? We can actually just, we'll pause the recording and we'll get back into it. Well, you don't have, people don't have to even hear that. Okay, great. All right, so he's definitely not here, right? We actually, if you're listening to this, we've just been waiting now, I guess, for like another hour or so.
Yeah,
he has not shown up.
Like it.
He couldn't have shown up to the old Earwolf, right?
No, we emailed them the directions.
Okay. All right. Well, this is not a problem, because you know what? This should get you guys psyched for what the show can be. And I'm sure, I mean, and what we're going to do is we have to get this episode out today because it's the launch of Wolf Pop and everything like that. So we're getting this episode out today, but have no fear. If he comes in here in the next 30 minutes, we will sit down. We'll give you an extra episode with Stallone. You guys can email him questions at askstallone@gmail.com. And I mean, here, like, I'll just give you an idea of like some of the questions that we have. I mean, they're, you know, it's kind of funny. I can actually ask some of the questions that I would never ask them. I mean, like, you know, some people like wrote, like, here's a question I would never ask him. David Luke Harp, fake name. He writes, do you like to fart? Dude, I'm not going to ask Sly Stallone, does he like to fart? It's ridiculous. And by the way, of course he does. Who doesn't like to fart? Babies. Babies are the only, because they don't know what's going on. But once you have the power over your own sounds and body, we all love to fart. I'm not going to ask that to him. That's dumb. All right. But all right. So have faith. Have faith or excitement because it's coming up. Sylvester Stallone podcast. It has begun. We will see you tomorrow with the man himself, Sly Stallone.
Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.